kind of at a point in my life where I'd transitioned out of the military and I was really looking for meaning and purpose again. I think when you stop doing something that you were so passionate about, you have to immediately jump into something else that has passion, or you're going to start doing kind of crazy things. And for me, I was doing those crazy things. So I had an army meeting with an Army Ranger in 2011. He had major disfigurement to his body, his face. He was an Army Ranger, served on his first deployment in Afghanistan, blown up by an IED, improvised explosive device.
Welcome to the Spartan Up podcast, hosted by Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan Race, and brought to you by Wild Health.
We are talking about overcoming obstacles. The same way we teach people to get over obstacles on the course, we will teach you here on the Spartan Up podcast to get over obstacles in your mind.
Get fully personalized healthcare based on your DNA, biometrics, and blood work with Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. Go to wildhealth.com and use the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. The number one workout recovery blend in America is now available with 200 milligrams of clean caffeine. FitAid Energy is naturally sweetened with only 15 calories, no sucralose, no aspartame, and no compromises. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and use the code SPARTANENERGY to save 20% when you sign up for a subscription today.
Joe DeSena here, CEO and founder of Spartan and the Spartan Up podcast. Got a special one for you today. Got a Navy SEAL veteran who started this unbelievable organization, Ryan Birdman Parrott. What do you call this organization? Sons of the Flag?
Sons of the Flag for us. It was, kind of at a point in my life where I'd transitioned out of the military and I was really looking for meaning and purpose again. I think when you stop doing something that you were so passionate about, you have to immediately jump into something else that has passion, or you're going to start doing kind of crazy things. And for me, I was doing those crazy things. So I had an army meeting with an Army Ranger in 2011. He had major disfigurement to his body, his face. He was an Army Ranger, served on his first deployment in Afghanistan, blown up by an IED, improvised explosive device. Life will never be the same again. And this is something that we're not really accustomed to in the special operations community or other. If you get blown up and you're still alive, you're going to a hospital and we typically as a team don't see you again. You'll go to a burn unit, which is completely outside of where we're at in the SEAL teams in San Diego or Virginia, and you're going to probably live there for a long period of your life. And so I had never seen an injury like his before, not to that full extent. I have been blown up myself. I've had burns, but nothing like this. And so I asked him point blank in 2011, hey, what are they doing for you guys today? And he said, look at me. I don't ever want to hear a veteran, first responder, or anybody for that matter say, this is as good as it gets for me. Like, when did we stop trying to achieve greatness? Why don't we always try to continue to excel? So I went home that night. I studied all night long, had a bottle of Jack Daniels right next to my computer. And at the end of the night, the bottle was almost gone, but the literature was just, I was just starting to hit the tip of the iceberg on what burn care was doing. And here's what I found out. Nothing's open source. You couldn't go to any local organization to get burn treatment. You couldn't read anything. It was all scientific outcomes research, all this stuff. And so how does somebody who's in trauma mode or their family's in panic mode, how do they cipher through all this stuff? And so I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't give him anything. I was going to call him the next day and say, hey, man, I found something for you. I want to give you this, and then we're going to go raise some money for you, and we're going to get you fixed. Couldn't do it. So I called him the next day. I said, hey, I don't know if you remember me from yesterday. The former SEAL was talking about your burn injuries. I couldn't find anything to give you. So if I were to start something on your behalf, would you join me? And he's like, bro, I'm all in. And that was the beginning and the kickoff of Sons of the Flag. Honestly, had no interest in growing it past one person. Just wanted to fix him, give him the love. But I'm happy to report that here we are, 2022. We're 10 years old this year. We're in over 38 states. We've helped over 1,000 patients across the nation. And Sam Brown, who is the guy we started the organization for, is currently running for state senator in Nevada. So all good things.
That is unbelievable. And it happened after a bottle of Jack Daniels. I wish you would have said it happened after like a 26-mile run.
I've got those stories too.
I'm sure you do. So, in a nutshell, you help burn victims. Do they have to be veterans? It could be anybody.
Anybody, pediatric to adult. They're burned. They're our family.
They're your family, and there was nowhere else for them to turn. And there's still nowhere else. Like, you are the main a place for those folks that, God forbid, have to deal with that, where they can go?
We're the most comprehensive and inclusive place for burn care in the country. You see, there are pockets, smaller organizations that deal with veteran-only, active-duty military. There are pockets that deal with firefighter. But nobody really deals with the whole enchilada. And for us, it was quite simple. It was twofold. We want to help our patients with surgery because our belief is it's not about cosmetic and it's not about the mental side. We can partner with organizations that do great mental health work to really cover down on what we don't know. But for me, it's all about functionality. If you're broken and you're sitting in bed and I want to get you back up and functional again, you're going to start to feel better because you're moving. So we send you to reconstructive burn surgeons to get you functional again. That's first. There's a plethora of plastic surgeons out there that we can work with to get you looking where you want to look. But functionality is key for us first. So that's number one, first and foremost. And then two is hiring doctors to become burn surgeons. Right now, there's 480,000 people in the country that get burned every year. This is from the American Burn Association. And you have like 40,000 people that have lifelong treatment of those 480,000. And right now, we have about 300 accredited burn surgeons nationwide. There's going to be a mass exodus of these doctors quitting or retiring, and we can't wait till that happens and then say, oh, that's a shame. No, it'll be our fault. So we actually scholarship doctors into the residency every year to become burn surgeons, and right now we're funding 50% of all new burn surgeons in the nation every year.
That's unbelievable. You got to be proud of yourself. I mean, what feels better, the fact that you became a Navy SEAL or the fact, and I think I know the answer, the fact that you started this thing with your partner?
I mean, the charity, you know, this is a buddy of mine told me this, that one of his mentors said, is that you will make more impact from the community you just came from outside it than you will inside it. And I think that being able to really help the back end of our soldiers, our first responders, our civilians with trauma, I mean, that's what life's all about.
No doubt about it. That's our mission. Our mission is to change lives. And every day when I have a bad day, which is every day, I'm able to like lean on the purpose. And I think that's what you're describing.
That's right.
What have you learned in this whole process, this decade long process, helping all these folks, that we could apply to our lives, civilians that haven't been burned, that haven't gone through that trauma? Like what strength can we pull from that? Because I get a lot of people saying, Joe, I don't have the motivation. I don't have purpose.
I think for the most part, I'd ask them, you know, how are they tied in with their community? You know, what are they actually doing in their community? Because it doesn't have to be necessarily where you're going to go run a hardcore Spartan race or you're going to go, you know, run a full marathon or an Ironman or whatnot. It could be simply put, like, let's go do zone 2 training today. And let's just do a mile or 2 miles in a sustainable way and make myself feel good. But if you really want to feel motivated and you want to feel like you are a big part of your life again, you've got to support others and help others. So getting involved with your community, looking at, you know, cause-based organizations, charities, anything with church. I mean, these are all simple things that you could do to give your time to help others who you will clearly see have it worse than you do or in that particular moment are struggling worse than you are. And so that was a big thing for me. I mean, I was very blessed where I was 19 years old in SEAL training, 20, I was a Navy SEAL. Couldn't believe it, you know, and I found myself doing something that I dreamed about for only a couple of years, and it's this high-level stuff, and then I'm not doing it anymore, and I'm lost. And when I finally got back into service again, whether that may be charity or anything else, that's what made me whole. So I'd really look for that as number one, what are you involved in? And if you're not involved in something, let's flip the script on that and get you involved in something simple. Look in your local area. And if you want something bigger, then there's a plethora of charities out there you can support. And, you know, Michael J. Fox, the actor, I went to this show one time where he was talking and everybody's just listening, and I was like, okay, he's getting ready to talk, and he says, you know, life is quite simple. It's just be a good person and do the right thing. And I'm not saying that I'm some saint, so I have the opportunity to push that out to everybody, and you should listen to me, but it is as simple as that. Every single day, you can be a good person. Every single day, you can do the right thing. And if you are blessed to help somebody, then go for it.
Yeah, you know, I was just on the Ukrainian border with a friend of mine and probably a friend of yours who has a group stationed in Poland, and he was able to come meet me and tell me a great story, which I think is very applicable to what you're saying, what I'd like to share. He said he has 2 boys now, a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, and his wife, who's home, has been doing Zoom calls with him, and she was so proud that their 3-year-old was sharing the toy cars that he has with the 1-year-old. And my buddy said, it's amazing. Young children, human beings don't tend to share. They don't do the right thing, like you said, right? Be a good person. We must be raising the right kids. Our son is sharing his toys. Well, the next day she called on the Zoom and she said, upon further investigation, it appears that he's only sharing the toy cars that don't have eyes on them. And so on the third day, he asked his wife to do a test and put the cars without eyes under the pile, make it difficult for him to get those. And sure enough, the 3-year-old dug through and found the cars with the least value to him and shared those with the 1-year-old. And it really said something to him while he's on the Ukrainian border. It said, like, we, all of us need, and I think this is what you're saying, need to give cars with eyes. Like, it's got to hurt us a little bit.
Does having a drink or two at night help you sleep better? I'm Dr. Matt Dawson with Wild Health, Spartan's official healthcare partner. That question isn't as straightforward as it seems. Some alcohol may make you fall asleep more quickly, but it destroys your sleep architecture. More nighttime awakenings, less deep sleep. It suppresses REM sleep, which is critical for memory and learning. And in general, alcohol and sleep just don't mix. A lot of us drink though, so how do we minimize those downsides? It may seem counterintuitive, but if you're gonna have a drink, it may be better to drink before you eat instead of after. We all drink for a reason. We like the way it makes us feel. So if you drink on an empty stomach before dinner, you're going to have more of that feeling, but you're going to metabolize it more quickly, and it's going to be out of your system by the time you sleep. Whereas the same drink afterwards, 2 hours later, on a full stomach is going to slowly trickle in and affect your sleep all night, and you get less of the feeling and the effect that you want. So what kind of drinks matter? Obviously, non-alcoholic would be great, but that's not what we're talking about. If you want to figure out what drinks affect you negatively less, maybe try some experimentation. Maybe wear a sleep tracker and see. Red wine negatively affects some people more than white wine does. Spirits may affect you more or less negatively, and the same for beer, which has gluten and other things. If you still want to drink, but want to conserve as much of that precious resource of quality sleep as you can, maybe take these tips and then do some self-experimentation, wear a sleep tracker, and see how you can still have the benefits and still get a great night's sleep as well.
Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. FitAid, the number one workout recovery blend in America, is now available with 200 milligrams of clean caffeine. It's still got B-complex, BCAAs, glucosamine, CoQ10, and omega-3s. And it comes in 4 new electric flavors: mango sorbet, peach mandarin, blackberry pineapple, and raspberry hibiscus. It's the same legendary workout recovery formula. FitAid Energy is a product of LifeAid, the performance beverage company, and the official partner of the Spartan Race series. Visit LifeAidBevCo.com and use the code SpartanEnergy at checkout to save 20% when you sign up for a subscription today.
All of us need, and I think this is what you're saying, need to give cars with eyes. Like, it's got to hurt us a little bit. And in doing that, it gives us strength, it gives us purpose, because you're not really giving if it doesn't hurt. It's got to hurt. So in the last, 3-4 weeks, my message has been, let's give cars with eyes.
That's awesome.
Isn't that a good story? So you got something big coming up.
It's called the Human Performance Project. And actually, we're going to be releasing the website tomorrow, which is exciting. This all stemmed from, I've been doing extreme sports for a long time. I love anything that gets your heart pumping, but I love the stuff that makes your heart explode almost. Like, so base jumping, wingsuit flying, things that are absolutely gnarly, throwing a 100-mile run with it, whatever, bring it on. And I always figured, like, if we would do these major events in such a way that they were obviously live streamed, where public can watch them, could we not only get a big viewership and then hook them into what we're trying to achieve here, as opposed to, like, I'm going to be a YouTube sensation or whatever. It's more about the cause that we're focused on, or the causes and their missions. And so essentially their missions become our mission. So we started doing extreme sports and started to do this message, this model, and we started to have major success with it. We were raising quite a bit of money for different organizations over the years by just doing this, let's go big, let's do crazy things. Well, then, we were planning on doing this one scenario that's just absolutely psychotic. I still have plans to do it in the future. my wife definitely has other plans for me on that regard, but we're going to have to work that out. But then I got a call January 2nd, 2019, that my sniper partner took his life. And for me, that was, it was just a gut shot, more than a gut shot, because David, his name was David Metcalf, the greatest human being on the face of this earth. He was our true north in the platoon. He was the guy that everybody looked at and looked to emulate. He wasn't the guy having struggles. He wasn't going out with us and just being goofballs and partying and all that stuff. He was the guy who was pre-prepping his meals. He was working out. He was coming to the office early. He was leaving late. He was dedicated. And he always, if he was mad at you, you did something really wrong. You knew it right away because he never got mad. And so when I got this call, I was completely blown away. And I said, all right, what are we missing here? Like, I've never went to go answer that question for myself. When we deal with all these veteran trauma and these suicides and the first responders and the civilians and now COVID's adding to this suicide and the pandemic, and what are we missing? And so now I'm going to just preface this by saying, I don't feel like I'm some kind of savior or I'm not brilliant or anything. I just wanted to answer this question for my own edification, but I also want to answer these questions to do my part. And so when I went to answer this, I was like, okay, everybody's focused so hard, so much on the brain. I think we're missing a huge area within physiology. You know, when we're trained to be Navy SEALs or Green Berets or Rangers or whatever we're serving in the military or a first responder or a police officer, where you have a demanding job, they are not designed to make you healthy. They're designed to make you strong and a warrior, but they break you down over an entire career. And so if your body is unhealthy and your physiology is unhealthy and your blood and your hormones are all out of whack and every system in your core or in your body is completely talking or fighting against each other, well, of course, you're going to start to have issues. But we just don't talk deeply enough about what could be these core problems. And so I've been through brain treatment facilities before. I was blown up in 2005, had a TBI, started acting really funny, was very raged and angry, liked to drink a lot of alcohol because of it. And, you know, a lot of this stuff was just me trying to self-loathe instead of figuring out what was the real problem. But during that time, I quit working out, wasn't eating healthy, didn't know anything about supplementation, don't even know anything about proper exercise, nothing about sleep. We don't sleep in the military. We don't eat healthy. We don't diet correctly. We don't supplement correctly. And we certainly don't work out correctly. And so if you're failing at all of those things and you think that your brain is going to stay functional forever, you're absolutely wrong. And so when I went and figured, like, in my own mind, this is what I'm coming to a thesis of, well, let's focus on that then. Let's go ahead and put this extraordinary team of humans together, from PhDs and MDs to sports physiologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, dietitians, special operators who are going to be test subjects, and then a support staff that goes along with all of that. And we're going to go attempt something that nobody has ever attempted in life. And it's not so that we appeal to people. It's so that we can really break ourselves and then reboot our systems and then take all that outcomes research and put it into a simplified manual so that a kid can pick it up and say, oh, this is how I start my life with longevity in mind. Because that's the problem. Today, we are not teaching our children how to correctly exercise, which is so important. They don't know how to supplement, so they're buying whatever is at the normal GNC or whatever. They don't know how to read those labels. They don't know what's good and bad. They certainly don't know a diet, because America is completely overweight and obese, and it's disgusting. Sleep. You're only getting sleep when you're a young kid. Then you start your real life, and you figure out, oh, life's stressful right now. We're in a pandemic. You know, we've got economic possibilities, you know, collapses, whatever here. There, it's a tough time for everybody, so people aren't sleeping as much as they should, and so they're just completely letting themselves go. And by 30, 40, 50 years old, they're collapsing. They're having issues. And so let's stop the crap. Let's stop the nonsense of, oh, I want to focus on it now when I'm 56 years old, and start doing it when they're young and feeding them the real stuff. This is real deal. We're not here to position ourselves to tell you this is the one supplement that you need to take that's going to be your life changer. It's going to be about a process. A simplified process for a younger kid to start establishing longevity in mind, doing things correctly, and then also we're going to put in this manual a reboot phase so that if you are the 20, 30 year broken person with major trauma, a combat veteran, a first responder, a police officer, how do you reboot your system when you have never been given the information to begin with? Well, here you go. And so this is not a one size fits all manual. This is purely the process on how to get yourself to where you want to be so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. So we started the project this year, 2022. Next year, February 2023, we are going to do some insane, we call it the break phase. So we're training all this year long, getting ourselves to an apex of fitness. And then next year, February 12th, we depart for New Zealand. And our attempt is to base jump and skydive, land and run a full marathon, and then plunge into the water. So that would be like sea, air, and land, like SEAL. And we're going to do it in succession on all seven continents in 7 days. So we're going to completely destroy our anatomy, completely destroy what we've got going on in our physiology. And then after we have successfully completed this, we're going to start testing again and doing all zone two training and rebooting our systems, getting back to that apex and taking all those deliverables and those findings, slamming it into a manual, covering it and back or bow tying it with a docuseries, and then releasing it to the public to say, this is the information. It's all scientific data backed. Have fun. Let's go.
I love it. I am less scientific data backed. My mom back in the 1970s met a yogi, 80 something years old from India. And she quickly became vegan, started meditating, got into yoga, started, you know, found all of the right foods to eat, the supplements, et cetera. I pushed back on all of it. Most of the public pushed back. It was way too early. There were no Whole Foods, no yoga journals back then, no Lululemon. And but it's been 40 plus years of at least through osmosis, hearing all that stuff and seeing it and then applying it to some of the crazy things I've done. And so during the pandemic, when I was stuck in our barn and basically out of business, I wrote a little book called Ready for Anything. And I think it's exactly what you're talking about. But it, you know, I didn't base jump and land and run the. You know, I didn't do that. I just took 40 years of my own experiences and distilled it into a tiny little pamphlet that I envisioned exactly what you said. It would be like when you buy your car, you get a manual. This is a manual because I said truck drivers. Or you name the person in the civilian world, they didn't have a mom like me. They didn't have a Navy SEAL, you know, a drill instructor like you did. Like, they didn't have that. So how would they know anything? So I'd love to send you some of the copies and you take a look at it and see if any of it's happening.
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? That'd be fantastic. Yeah. That's just it. We're not feeding that to our next generation. And our next generation is the next of everything. They're our next warfighter, first responder. They're our next donor. I mean, they are our next upkeeper of America or wherever you're at in the world. And so are we not going to pay attention to that at all and really focus on making them better than we were?
Yeah. By the way, ancient Sparta, I forget the exact saying to the word, but it was something along the lines of, so they can be better than us. And that was the deliverable as an adult. As an elder, was to make the younger generation better than us. Well, how could people find out more?
As of tomorrow, so we'll just say it is open and live now. So it's called AmericanExtreme.com. That's our website that has our program, the Human Performance Project, on it. It will also have past projects and our future projects on it as well, so that you know that there is more that we're going to do. It's not just a one and done type deal. Human performance is a lifetime, and no matter what we achieve on this first one, there's always going to be new things that come into the mix, and we're going to want to update that and make sure there's information there. But AmericanExtreme.com is where we're harboring everything. You can follow me on social media. It's at BirdmanActual on Instagram and Facebook. So there's only one. And then that's really it. And my email, you can push my email to anybody who wants to get in touch. It's Ryan@AmericanExtreme.com. I'm not worried about emails getting flooded. You know, the more the merrier. Everybody, this is a startup company, so we need all the help in the world we can get. Yeah.
You're awesome. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for 10 years ago making that decision.
Well, I appreciate you.
Do you know someone who needs a little help staying motivated, staying informed, getting or staying mentally and physically resilient? We're here 3 days every week with a mix of content to help you stay strong. From mindset to nutrition and everything in between. Listen every Tuesday to hear Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO. And the rest of the week, join us for DECA, Endurance, and Classic episodes. See you next time. The number one workout recovery blend in America is now available with 200 milligrams of clean caffeine. Fit8 Energy is naturally sweetened with only 15 calories, no sucralose, no aspartame, and no compromises. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and use the code SPARTANENERGY to save 20% when you sign up for a subscription today. Maximize energy, optimize nutrition, and improve performance with Wild Health. Personalized precision healthcare built for Spartans. You'll get a personalized health plan based on your DNA and biometrics and the support of a team of health experts. Sign up at wildhealth.com with the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%.